And it was a high profile management, so high a profile management that Malcolm X called it the farce on Washington, and railed constantly against those big six leaders, as he called the civil rights pantheon of the time, allowing themselves to be manipulated by the white Democrat in the White House and allowing Kennedy to put a cream in the coffee, as Malcolm used to put it.
Whatever one judges their intent or motivation, were there some positive accomplishments of the Kennedy administration in terms of either civil rights or social equality legislation?
Well, he did pass a modest, I believe it was by executive order, update of existing very modest civil rights apparatus. But no, nothing substantial. He's usually credited with creating the tone of cooperation, of non-hostility. That would allow the civil rights forces to organize without the federal government being a big obstacle, so that the effort could be concentrated on the real opposition down south.